Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Lamed Vav, the last daf of Perek Shavuos HaEdus, and the first daf of Perek Shavuos HaPikadon. We left off on the bottom of daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. We are at Ubechol Kinuyin Harei Elu Chayavin, the two dots, the second to last medium-sized line. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, La Shalom, by Jeff and Jason Misher, in memory of their grandparents that have yard sites this week, Sylvia Hart, Silka Bas Avram, Aaron Har, Aaron Ben Yirmiyahu Yoshua, and Irving Mishri Yisrael Ben Meir, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah, by Daniel and Jill Goldstein, in honor of their grandson Yonah Fogel on his completion of Mesechtos, Makos, Tamid, and Beitza, and for his upcoming graduation from Masifta Ateres Yaakov with honors, also by Eliza and Aaron Herzen family, in memory of Dr. Donny Lindenberg, Daniel Usher Ben Aryeh Dov, Zichron Levracha, whose third yard site is Sunday, his Neshama Shavan Aliyah, and is also sponsored by Rosie and Mark Friedman to commemorate the seventh yahrzeit this Shabbos of Rosie's mother, Jeannie Gluck, a Holocaust survivor who supported many Jewish and Israeli institutions, her Neshama Shavan Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to have a stira, whether between our Mishnah and a Braisa, where the one is Chayiv for Shavuos HaEdus with a Kinui, not using the Shem Hashem directly, but using a kinoy, and the Gemara is going to try to resolve that contradiction by saying that it's authored by two different people, and we're going to identify the authors. Then the Gemara is going to have three implications of the word arur, and we're going to prove each of the implications from Tanakh, and three implications of the word amen. The Gemara is then going to talk about the dinim of being mekalel in different contexts, being mekalel atzmo, chavero, aviviimo, Hashem, you know, different Yisurim of being Mekalel. Then the Gemara is going to talk about it, pretty much the last sugya of the Perek, is when do we apply the principle of Mechlal Lav Ato Shomei Ahein? Do we apply it in the context of Isr Veheter, of Dine Mamanus? When exactly do we apply Mechlal Lav Ato Shomei Ahein? A lot in this stuff from the Parsha of Sota, so that's one giant Afyomi coincidence from Parsha, the week of Parshas Nasa. Then we're going to begin Perek Shavuos HaPikadon with a long Mishnah. It's really many Mishnahs, but we have it all here as one Mishnah, which goes through all of the dinim of Shavuos HaPikadon and brings us all the way to the end of the daf. So let's begin again. We're holding at the two dots, second to last medium-sized line on daf lamed hayam beis. V'chol kinuyin arei elu chayavin. So the Mishnah says that if a person is mashpia edim with all kinuyim, you're going to be chayiv. So from the brisa that says you have to be mashpia edim dafka, we're going to bring a brisa that says you have to be mashpia edim dafka b'shem Hashem and not with a kinoy, and that's going to be the stira. Ureminhi, I'll ask you a kasha on our Mishnah from our brisa that the pasuk says by being mashpia asota. In tomorrow's parsha, it says Vishpia Kohen Asi Yisha B'Shvuas HaAllah V'Amra Kohen Liyisha Yitein Hashem Osach LaAllah L'Shua B'Toch Hameich B'Seis Hashem Esirech Ichnofel Sves B'Nech Sava. So when it says Yitein Hashem Osach LaAllah L'Shvua Matam Lomar, what's the pasuk telling me? V'Lo Kvar Nemar, didn't it already say Vishpia Kohen Asi Yisha B'Shvuas HaAllah? So you already see that the woman has an Allah and a Shvua, so you don't have to, all it really needed to say is that the Kohen says to her, that this is what's going to happen to you. Why does it have to repeat the Allah and the Shavua? So says the Brisa, it has to say it to teach us a halacha about Shavuos HaEdus. Lefi Shenamar, because it says by Shavuos HaEdus, V'shama kol Allah. So we have a gzera shava between Shavuos HaEdus and Sota. Nemar kan Allah, v'nemar la'alan Allah. It says by Shavuos HaEdus Allah, and it says by Sota Allah. So ma'la'alan, just like by the Parsha Sota, it mentions Shavua, that it says Vishpia Avkan, so to be Shavuos HaEdus, where you're Mashpia the Edim, it's Shavua, you have to mention Losho Shavua, and Malahalon, just like by Sota, it's Beshem. You say Yitin Hashem Osach, so Avkan, so to be Shavuos HaEdus, you have to be Mashpia the Edim, Beshem. You have to mention the Shem Hashem with the Shavua. So you see clearly in the Brisa, Shavuos HaEdus needs to be Dafka Beshem, and that's a Kasha on our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said it doesn't have to be Beshem, it could be with any of the Kinuyim as well. So says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lo Kasha, not a stira. Harabbi Chinin Baridi, Harabban, it's a machlokas. Bryce is going like Rabbi Chinin Baridi that it has to be b'shem, and the Mishnah is going like the Rabban, and that it could be with Kinuyin Titania. Where do we find Rabbi Chinin Baridi holds that it has to be b'shem? Rabbi Chinin Baridi Omer, Holva Amrat Torah, he Yishava, since by Shavuos HaDayanim the Torah says Yishava, the Alti Shava, and it also says an Isser in the Torah of Alti Shava L'Sheker, and the Torah says by the being Mashpia Sota Kalel, and it says Alti Kalel, that in a more general Isser, that you're not allowed to be Mekalel people, you're not allowed to be Mekalel Hashem. So Mahi Shava, just like when the Torah says by Shavuos HaDayanim Yishava, it means B'Shem, so Avloti Shava, so to the Isser of being Tishava L'Sheker is only Bashem. And Makalel, just like when the Torah says to the Kohen to be Mashpia the Sota, it's Kalel, it means Bashem. So Avlot Kalel, so to the Isurim of being Makalel, are only Bashem. So the Hekish in this price between Hishava and Lot Hishava is only because of the Gezer Shava that we had in the previous price between Sota and Shavos Eidos. That Sota is Hishava, Eidos is Lot Hishava. So that's a Rabbi Chanin Baridi. It's from that that's where he learned that wherever it's that we always link where it says Yishava to Lot Yishava. So Rabbi Chanin Baridi is the one that said the first brisa, which based on that link holds that that it needs to be B'Shem. V'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan hold that Shavuos Eidos does not need to be B'Shem. It could even be B'Kinoi. They would say Igemiri if they learn Shavuos Eidos from Ashba Sota, Igemiri Gzer Shava if they learn Gzer Shava of Allah Allah. So I mean, the Gemara asks, what's the Rabbanan's position? Meaning Miman of Igmiri, if they learn the Gzeirah Shava, Igmiri Gzeirah Shava Nibai Shema Miyuchad, then they should require for Shavuos HaEidos the Shema Miyuchad, just like Hashpa Sota, where the Kohen is Mashpia the Isha with the Shema Miyuchad, and Ilo Gmiri, and if they don't learn Shavuos HaEidos from Shavuos Sota, Gzeirah Shava, Ilo Gmiri Gzeirah Shava, Ola Deshvuahi Minalu. How do the Rabbana know that when the Pasuk says Veshama Kol Allah, that it says by Shavuos HaEidos that it's about a Shavua? So not Kaluhu miditanya. So the Gemara answers the Rabbanan learn it from the following brisa that it says by Shavuos HaEidos Allah. So from the lashon of Allah, it sounds like it's a shvua. Ein Allah elo lashon shvua. V'cheinu Omer, and the pasuk says by being mashpia the sota v'yishpia kohen esi isha b'shvuas haAllah. It says v'yishpia kohen esi isha b'shvuas haAllah. So you see that Allah is a shvua. So the Gemara asks on the brisa, how can you learn from sota to Shavuos HaEidos that Allah is a Shavua, Hasam Shavuas HaAllah Ksiv. By Sota, it says Shavuas HaAllah. So it sounds like a Shavua that is that's with a Klala, but a Shavua alone without a Klala is not included in the Mashma'us of the word Allah. So by Shavuas HaEidos, it should be even without a Klala. So how can the Chacham learn this? So Hachikamar. So the Gemara says, no, Allah does not imply a Shavua. But the Brisa means to say is that it says by Shavuas HaEidos Allah, ein Allah ela b'shvua. Wherever it says Allah, there's always a shvua along with it. V'cheinu Omer, and that's what it says by Sota. V'shpia koin es isha b'shvuas ha'Allah. Uminayin lasos shvua she'eni ma'Allah, shvua she'eshi ma'Allah. How do I know that shvua se'edos is even when you're mashpia without an Allah? Tamalomar v'shama kol Allah. That if the shvua is only when it's with an Allah, it should have said v'shama Allah. And we would know that the shvua is with an Allah. So why did it say v'shama kol? To darshan, from that extra word kol, that shvua se'edos is with one of two kolos, whether it's with the shvua with an Allah, or whether it's Shavua alone without an Allah. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Avomi, Nayin la'Allah shi Shavua. How do I know that whenever it says Allah in the Torah by Shavua Se'edus, that is a Shavua? Shenamar, because the Pasuk says about Nebuchadnezzar, Vayavo osa ba'Allah. So Nebuchadnezzar brought Tzidkiyahu with an Allah, or he imposed on Tzidkiyahu an Allah not to rebel against him. Uksiv, and it says about Tzidkiyahu, so we see that the Allah that it says in Sefer Yecheskel is a Shavua. That's how I know that the word Allah means a Shavua. Once we're talking about the meaning of certain words and what the word Allah means, so now the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the word Arur means in Tanakh. Tana Arur, Bo Nidui, Bo Klala, Bo Shavua. It's a Lashon of Nidui. If a person says that someone is Arur and he means to be Menadehim, the person is menuda, meaning you have to stay away from such a person, and it's a lashon of klala. If a person is mekalel somebody, and he says that he's arur l'Hashem, that is a klala, and you're chayiv for being mekalel somebody with such a lashon, and it's also a lashon of shavua in the right context. If a person says to somebody else, Arata, if you do this thing, and his intention is to be mashbia him, and the person was mekabelit, that person is now mushpa. He now has a shvuah imposed upon him. So in each context, if that's what the kavana of the person is, when he uses the word arur, it is a proper usage of the word arur, because arur is a flexible word that can mean all of those things. So let's see psukim, where each of these meanings of arur are apparent. Bo nidui, we see lashon nidui d'chsiv, because it says by Shiras Devora that she said after the milchama that Barak fought with Sisra Sartzva Kanaan, that Oru Meroz Amar Malach Hashem Oru Arur Yoshveha. So Meroz is Arur, Barak is saying, and the people who sit within his Arba Amos are Menuda, because they didn't come to help out the Jewish people with their milchama with the Kananim. Vamr Ula ba'arba meir shipure shamte Barak lemaroz, with 400 shofros Barak was menada, he put maroz into nidui. So you see that this pasuk teaches us that arur is in fact a lashon of nidui, because he uses the term arur, and clearly it's about nidui. So that's how we see that meaning of the word arur. Bo klala, how do I know the word arur includes a klala d'chsiv? Because it talks about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kari's Pris with Klal Yisrael and Arvus Moav, Ve'ele Yamdu ala Klala, by Harevel, it says, and Uksiv, and it says right afterwards that the Levium turned toward that direction. Arur Ish Sheyase Pesel, and everything was an Arur. But Eliam Duala Klala, what does that have to do with Arur? Elamai, Arur means Klala. You see that they're interchangeable. And Bo Shavua, we see that Arur is a Lashon of Shavua D'chsiv, because after the conquest of Yericho in Sefer Yoshua, it says Vayashpa Yoshua Be'esahi Lemor, Arur Ish Lefnei Hashem, that whoever is going to build the city of Yericho is going to be Arur. And the pasuk goes on to say that Bivchori Yastenu V'tziiro Yatzav Tlaseha, with his oldest child dying, he's going to start the project and he'll finish the project with his youngest child dying, meaning a terrible, terrible Arur. So it says Yehoshua was Mashbia Yisrael, and the word that he used is Arur Ha'ish. So you see that Arur is the Lashon of Shavua. So it says Gemara V'tziiro, how do you know that Arur is a Lashon of Shavua? Maybe Yehoshua was doing two different things. Ashbein v'laitinu. He was both being mashbia, that you cannot do this, and cursing on top of that. So answer the Gemara, from the Klal of Yehoshua, you're right. You cannot learn that Arur means Shavua. Elamei hacha. Rather, we derive it from what it says in Shmuel Aleph, right, by the Melchama that Shaul fought with the Plishtim. V'ish Yisrael nigas bayomahu, v'yoel, that's the Lashon of Allah, Shaul esa'am leimor, Arura ish asher yochal. So Arura ish who eats lachem ad ha'erev, nekamti me'ayvai, that no one should eat all day until we finish the job over here. Uksiv, and it says, who didn't listen? The Yehonasan lo shama bishbia v'esam. Yehonasan didn't know. He didn't hear that his father was mashbia. And so he took his staff and he dipped it in the Yaros HaDvash, and he was rejuvenated by eating it a little bit. So where did his father, where was his father ever mashbia that you're not allowed to eat? Because he said, Arur ha'ish asher yochal. So you see that a shavua that he was mashbia was a lashon of Arur, because Arur is in fact a lashon of Shavua. Says, well, that's a better raya. Maybe Shaul did both things. He was mashbia and he gave an Arur. Miksiv v'arur. So answer Gemara, no. By Shaul, it doesn't say v'arur with a vav, which would sound like if you eat today, not only is there a Shavua, but also an Arur. No, it's one thing. So says Gemara, hashadas sachi. Once you're giving that answer by Shaul, well, then hasam nami by Yehoshua as well, about building Yericho, loksiv v'arur. It doesn't say v'arur. So that the initial source that we gave, that arur is lashon shvua, would still be a good enough source, and we didn't even have to come on to the source of Shaul. Okay, so those are the implications of the word Arur. The Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out there are other indications also that the word Arur is Lashon Shavua, that after the Parsha of Pilegish Begiva it says V'anachnu lo nuchal aseis lehem nashim b'bnoseinu ki nishpu'u b'nei Yisrael leimar Arur no sein isha lebinyamin. Right, it says that Klal Yisrael was nishpu'u leimar. How were they nishpa? By saying Arur. So you see, Arur is clearly a lashon of Shvuah. So that's Rabbi Kivager points out in the Gilyan Hashas. That seems to be an even more direct source that Arur is a lashon of Shvuah about the prohibition of marrying, of giving their daughters over to Bnei Binyamin after the whole Maisa with Pilegish Begiva. Right, when that was undone, that's one of the things we celebrate in Tu B'Av, is the undoing of that limitation on Shiduchim. Limitations on Shiduchim generally aren't great for the Jewish people. So now says Mar Amar Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Amein Bo Shvua Bo Kabbalas Dvarim Bo Hamanas Dvarim has three implications. Someone who answers Amein when someone is Mashpia him, so that's a lashon of Shvua. Someone who answers if a person makes a Tanai with someone that he's going to do something for him, but Tanai this or that, and he says Amein, he has to fulfill the Tanai. That's a Kabbalas Dvarim, and it's also a lashon of certification. If you're a Tefila or Bakasha, you answer Amen. So it's saying Yehi Ratzon, that should be a mess and that it should be fulfilled. So where do we find all three Lashonos? Boshva Dichsiv, it says in tomorrow's parsha by the Sota, Va'amra Ha'isha Amen Amen. The Kohen is Mashpia, the woman, that she's not Nitmeis, that she was not Nitmeis, and she answers Amen Amen. So you see Amen after someone else being Mashpia is as if you yourself took the Shvua. Because if it's not a Lashon of Shvua, she's not Mushpa at all, because she never said anything. All she said was Amen. And Bo Kabbalas Dvarim, where do we find that it's a Kabbalas Dvarim Dichsiv, by being Mashpia, the Jewish people, after they crossed the Yarden, and they heard the brachas and the klalos, the pasuk says, "Oru asher lo yakim is divrei haTorah azos asosu sam v'amar kalam." Amen. So they were mekabel all the klalos for anyone who's not mekayim the Torah. So someone who answers Amen to someone else is being mekabel whatever that is, whatever the klala was. Boa manas tevarim. It's also a certification of the truth of something. Tichsiv, when Hananya was misnave about the return of the klei amigdash and the galus Yechaniah returning from Bavel, vayomri Yirmiyahu Navi, Amen. Kein yasa Hashem, yakim Hashem es tevarecha, that Hashem should fulfill all of that. So you see that when a person answers Amen to someone else, it means that, yeah, Kein Yiratzon, it means that such a thing should come to be. Amar Rav Elazar, Lav Shavua, Hein Shavua. Rav Elazar says if someone uses the term Lav, that sometimes in the right context means a Shavua, and Hein means a Shavua. Bishlam Lav Shavua, I understand that Rav Elazar says that Lav is a Lashon of Shavua, because the Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koresh Bris with humanity after the Mabul, so it says, Lo Ya Oda Mayim La Mabul, and Uksiv, Kimei Noach Zosli Asher Nishbati. So the Navi Yeshayahu was saying that Hashem was Nishba, that there's not going to be another Mabul. Where does it ever say that there was a Shavua? It must be because he said, Velo Ya Oda Mayim La Mabul. So you see, the word Lo is enough to make it a Shavua. Elahein Shavua Minalan, but where do you ever find the word Hein being a Shavua? So Svaruhumi, the Lav Shavua, Hein Nami Shavua. From the fact that we find in the Torah that Lav is a Shavua, it's Mistavra that Hein is also a Lashon of Shavua. Amar Rava, Rava says that which Rav Elazar says, that Lav or Hein is a Lashon of Shavua. Vehuda Amar Lav Lav Trezimni, Vehuda Amar Hein Hein Trezimni. That's only if you repeat twice for emphasis, that the second time is an indication that it's a Shavua. Dichsiv, because by the Mabul, which is the base, the source for both, right? That Lav is a Shavua and that Hein is a Shavua. It says, Velo Yikari is called Basar Od Mimea Mabul, Velo Yichia Oda. Velo yia ora mayim lamabul. So when our Kodesh Baruch Hu says lo twice, I mean the lav trezimni, hein nami trezimni. And since we learn hein is a shvua just from the svara that if lav is, hein must also be. So for lav you need twice, for hein you also must need twice. Hamakal b'kul and chayv divra meir v'cham potrin. We said if you're makalal with any of the shemos or the kinuyim, you're going to be chayv according to a meir, and the chum say that you're potter. So what is this machlokas about? Tan rabban, we have a brisa. It says by the makalal, ish ki. So matam lomer, what's the pasuk teaching me? Doesn't it already say v'nikav shem Hashem mos you must? That it says v'nikav shem Hashem mos you must. So why does it have to say twice both yikalel and yikov? It could have just said ish ki yikov shem v'nasachetov v'yumas. So the brisa answers that if we would have said that yachlo yechayev ela al shem amyuchad belvad, I might think you're only going to be chayev if you on a klala that you say with the Shema Miyuchad alone, because it says Menokev Shem Hashem. How do I know that if you mention any of the kinuyim in your klala, you're going to be chayiv misa? Tam lomer ish ish ki yikalel elukav. And it says Cheto. So it says klala on the Shem Elokim, not only on the Shem Amiyuchad. So mikol makom, in any way that you makalal, even other kinuyim you can be chayv misa divrei meir. V'chamom, and the chamom say no, al Shem Amiyuchad b'misa al kinuyim v'asara. Shem Amiyuchad is going to earn one a chayv misa. If you're makalal with any of the kinuyim, then it's not going to be misa. It's only an asara because the Torah says Elokim lo sekalal. V'amakalal of the ima. We said also the similar machlokes are made in the chamom in the Mishnah. What if one violates being makalal their parent, Rachman al son, with one of the kinuyin? So according to Ramey, you're chayiv, and according to the Chacham, you're potter. Man Chacham, who are the Chacham that say that Mekal loved the ima with the kinuy is potter? Rabbi Nachman Bar Yossi. Detanya, Rabbi Nachman Bar Yossi Omer, the Pasuk says in the parsha of the Mekalel, benakvel shame you must. Matam lomar shame. Why does it say shame you must? It's extra, and already says v'nokev shame Hashem os you must. So limer, Mekal loved the ima, shein chayiv, v'atshei kalim b'shame. That you're only going to be chayiv if Mekal b'shame amiyuchad. So that's the sheet of the Chum, the Mekal Lavima, with all the other kinuyim, and without the Shem Hashem is going to be Potter. The Chiyuv is only with the Shem HaMiyuchad. Now the pasuk is not really about the klala of an Av, but this is one of the Midrash HaTorah Drashban, that if you don't need it for what it's talking about, so Tenei Winyan LeDavar Acher, Meinu Winyan LeKan, Tenei Winyan LeDavar Acher. So Mekal Atzmo V'Chaveiro, if a person's Mekal Atzmo V'Chaveiro with any of the other kinuyim, so it's a violation of a lo sase. So by Kildas Hashem, by Mekal Lav V'Ima, we are Machlok Sarmer and the Chachamim, whether being Mekal with the kinuy qualifies. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, does that apply to be Mekal Atzmo V'Chaveiro as well? So Rabbi Yana, V'Divrei HaKol. No, when it comes to Mekal Atzmo, Mekal Chaveiro B'Kinuy, it's Divrei HaKol. Even the Chachamim who are Mechayiv, by being Mekal Hashem, Mekal Laviv, only with the Shem HaMiyuchad, over here are going to be Moda, that you're Chayiv even with a kinoy, that dafka by Mekal Latz, Mekal Chaveiro, the chiyuv is expanded even to a case of a kinoy. So where do we find a lo sase Mekal Latz or Mekal Chaveiro? Atzmo d'chsev. There's an asar that says Raki Shomer L'chol Shomer Nafshecha Ma'od. So someone who's Mekal Latzmo is causing terrible things for his nefesh. He's not being Shomer Nafsho, and that's he Shomer is alive. So Ukid Rabbi Yavin Amar Rabbi La Amar Kol Makom Shnemar Yishomer Pen Va'al, and El Los Hasei, that Ishamer is one of the Shonos of Los Hasei in the Torah. And how do I know B'Chaveiro? How do I know being Mekal Chaveiro is Chayiv D'Chsiv Los Sekal El Cheresh? And the Gemara Masech Sanhedrin darshens from that pasuk that any Jewish person, you're not allowed to be Mekal El, even Cheresh who doesn't hear it. The Gemara says Elohim Los Sekal El Nasi Va'amchol Los Sa'ar. So it's being Masir not to be Mekal El the most respectable people, Dayanim, right? That's Elohim is a Dayan and a Nasi, and then it says Lo Sekalel Cheresh. So from those two psukim, we learn not to be Mekalel anybody, because it sort of bookends the Jewish people, the most chashva people and the least chashva people. That you're not allowed to be Mekalel any of them. So then the Mishnah said Yakcha Hashem Elokim V'chein Yakchem Elokim Zohi Allah Haksuva B'Torah. So Yosef Rav Kana Kamed Rav Yehuda. Rav Kana was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda V'Yosef Kamar Amas Nisan Kedetran, and he was saying over this Mishnah, the way it's written, the Yach Hashem Elokim V'chein Yachem Elokim Amar Leis, Rav Yehuda said to Rav Kana, Kanei, say the Mishnah with a kinoy, meaning don't say the Mishnah in the Lashon that it's written and say Yachcha, because you're being Mekalalmi, even by allowing those words to leave your mouth, even though you're saying it in the context of saying over a Mishnah, you should say it in a more delicate way that doesn't sound like you're cursing me. So similar, Maisi Yosef Umei Rabbanon, Kamed Rav Kana, V'yosef Ka'amar, and he was darshing the pasuk in Tehillim, Gama Kel Yitatzcha Lenetzach Yachcha V'Yisachcha Me'ol V'Sharashecha Me'eretz Chayim Sela. So Amalei Rav Kana said to the Chacham, Kanei, say it with a kinoy. Don't say Yitatzcha. You're being mekal on me. So Tati Lamali, why does the Gemara have to bring two examples that a person is allowed to change the lashon of a mishnah, a pasuk, in order not to say a lashon of klala to somebody else? Why isn't it good enough to just give one example? So says Gemara, if it only would have said the first Maisa with Rav Kahana, Ma'u detem ani min limasnisin, I would think that's true about a Mishnah, that each word is not, is not kisvei hakodesh. Avul b'krayim lo mechaninan, but when it comes to psukim, maybe you're not allowed to be mishana the lashon of a pasuk in order to sound more delicate and nicer to the other person. So kamash malan, that's why I need the second story. that in Psukei Tanakh, you're also allowed to be Mishanda the Lashon to a Kinoi, which, you know, when otherwise it would imply a Lashon Genai. So the obvious Kasha is, so the Gemara should have only brought this story by the Pasuk. So why do I need the story by the Mishnayos, right? And if you're allowed to change a Pasuk, of course you're allowed to change a Mishnah. So Ben Yoyada says that the Maisen Tehillim, there was Makom to make a mistake and to say that since that Talmud was darshaning, when Rav Kana said Kanei, his Kavanah was not about the Yatsim Pasuk, it was about the drasha, that in the once you're darshaning the pasuk, you should make sure to alter the lashon. So that's why the Gemara brings a separate maisa about mishnayos. So I already know about Torah Baal Peh. So this maisa about the pasuk must be about the lashon of the pasuk itself, and not a separate, not only about the Torah Baal Peh. Good. Al Yaakov Yivrach V'yetiv Lacha Rameir Mechayev Acham Potun. Rameir is Mechayev because Mechal Lava Toshmei Hain. That when a person says Al Yaakov Hashem, if you're made for me, then Hashem should not strike you down. It sounds, and if you're not made for me, then Hashem should strike you down. So that's therefore you're included in Veshama Kol Allah of Shuas Eidus and Yechai for Shuas Eidus. But we find when it comes to the dinim of Tanai, that a mayor holds that if a person says that if this happens, then this should be fulfilled, and we don't consider it as if he said the opposite as well. We don't say Mechalavat Hashemayin. So why does Rav Meir Mechayev over here when the guy says Lo Yakh Hashem Toyud Avuri, he never said, and if you're not made for me, that Yakh Hashem. So it says Mechayev Epoch. You have to switch the girsa in the Mishnah about which Tana says which, and it should be that Rav Meir patters and the Chum Mar Mechayev. So Rav Meir holds that we do not say Mechal Davat Hashemayin. Kiyas Rav Yitzchak Tana Kedetnan. Rav Yitzchak brought when he came, he taught a brisa the way we have our girsa in the Mishnah that Rav Meir is Mechayev. So I'm Rav Yosef, Hashra Danan Tanan Hachi. Well, wait a second. If our Mishnah had it originally, that Rav Meir is Mechayev, V'chias Rav Yitzchak Tani Hachi, and Rav Yitzchak is teaching it, that Rav Meir is Mechayev, Shema Mino Davka Tanan. It must be that our Mishnah is not a typo, that it's not that we switch around the Shittos. The Mishnah must be correct. Ela Kasha, but we said, but then it's a steer in Rav Meir. Does he or does he not hold Mechalava Tashmein? Say, it's a Gemara, Kila say, B'mamona, Avul B'Yisur Islay. When Rav Meir does not hold Mechalava Tashmein, that's in Dine Mamnes. But by Dine Yisr V'heter, Rav Meir holds Mechal Lavat Shmehein, Shuvas Eidus is Yisr V'heter, and therefore Rav Meir is Mechayiv. Hare Sota di Yisuruhu, but wait a second, Sota is Yisr V'heter, Vam Rabbi Tanchum Barachach Hinoi, Hinoki Ksiv, that the Gemara Masech Kedushin asks on Rav Meir, that the Torah says in Parsha Sota, Vishpio Sa'akoin, Vamar Ali Isha, Imlo Shachav Isha Sach, Vimlo Sotis Tumatach Zishach, Hinoki Mimea Mar Mar Me'ela, that if you're innocent, then you will be cleansed with these me'amarim. So the pasuk says a bracha to the woman who's not guilty, but it doesn't say the klala to the woman who is guilty. It's only from the bracha to the isha that is not guilty that we learn that a woman who is guilty is not going to be cleansed from this me'amarim. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Meir, we don't say mechalav atashmehein, and the Gemara answers, Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chachinoi answers that the pasuk that says hinaki without a yud, we could darshan as if it says chinaki im satisa, that you should choke, and therefore it is a klala beferush to the woman. So ask the Gemara from Rabbi Tanchum's understanding of Rav Meir, taimud chsiv hinaki without a yud, halav haki, but had it not said that, mechlalav atashmein lo amrinan. On our own, we would not darshan mechlalav atashmein. So you see that Rav Meir is moda by isurim, that we don't say mechlalav atashmein, and we would not derive. And our Gemara says that even Rav Meir is moda l'gabi yisurim, that we do say mechalav atashmein. Ela epoch afilu biyisur lesle. So says Gemara, no, you have to be goreis the Mishnah in the opposite and say that Rav Meir patters, and even by dini yisur he does not hold mechalav atashmein. So mask the Ravina ubi yisur lesle. Are you sure that Rav Meir does not hold mechalav atashmein by yisurin? Ela meata when it says that Kohanim who did the avod in the Beis Hamikdash shesuyi ayinu puri rosh while they were shesuyayin, or while their hair was grown too long, dibimisa, that they're chayiv misa, hachinami delasle Rameir. Does Rameir not hold this way? Because after all, v'atanya, we learned in a brisa, elu shebimisa, the following averos, you're chayiv misa, shesuyayin and puri rosh. How do we know it? We know it from mechalav, atashmehein, because the pasuk says, yayin v'shechar altesh ato v'nech liyitach b'vachem alol meid v'lo tamusu, that if you don't drink wine, then lo tamusu. So we are mechalav, atashmehein, that if you do drink wine, then yes tamusu. Tamusu, and no one disagrees with that din. So it sounds like Rav Meir holds of that din. So how does Rav Meir know that you're chayiv? He doesn't hold of the whole concept of Mukhalavat Shmeyahain. So it says Mar Eliolam Tepuch. Really, you have to switch around the gears in the Mishnah that Rav Meir patters. But don't say that by Isurim, he also doesn't hold Mukhalavat Shmeyahain. He lesle bimamona bi Isur Islay. He dafka does it when Rav Meir does not hold Mukhalavat Shmeyahain. That's only by Dina Mamanis. By Yisur Vahetar, he holds the Klal Mukhalavat Shmeyahain. And therefore, Rav Meir is also Mechayev Kohanim or Suyayin and Puri Rosh Bemisa. But now we go back to the kasha that we had before. Why by Sota, which is Iser, does Rav Meir have to learn the Onesh from Hinaki without the Vav? Just learn from Mechalavat Shmeyahain. V'shayni Sota di Yisura di Ispe Mamonahu. Sota is different because it's a din in Iser Veheter, but it's no Geya to Mamon because the Ksuba's at stake. So therefore, it's kind of a din in Mamon. This case. So in our Mishnah by Shavuos Eidus, Rav Meir patters because the Chiv of Shavuos Eidus comes by Edim in Kofar on Eidus Mamon. So that's Isser Sheish Bom Mamon, and therefore that still fits into Dinim Mamonus. Hadron Lach Shavuos Eidus, we now begin Perek Shavuos HaPikadon. So the basic concept of Shavuos HaPikadon is that I claim you have something of mine, a Pikadon, a Halva'a, or whatever, and you swear falsely that you don't have it. And then your Moda that you swore falsely. So the Halach is, you need to return the money and an additional chomesh, and you bring an ayil la'asham. You bring a carbon asham. So this mission is a long mission that has all of the dinim of Shavuos HaPikadon. So first of all, who does Shavuos HaPikadon apply to? Shavuos HaPikadon no heges ba'anashim u'banashim, men and women. You don't need to be a kashra aid for Shavuos HaPikadon. If a woman denies having a pikadon, it's also Shavuos HaPikadon. Berchokim ubekrovim. It could even be relatives. Baksherim ubesulim. It could even be people who are otherwise pasul edus. Or whether it's a person who's neman b'shvua or someone who's chashad al shvua. It's the parsha applies to everyone. So another din about Shavuos HaPikadon is b'fnei bezin v'shalo b'fnei bezin. Whether the shvua happened in front of bezin or not in front of bezin. And mipi atzmo, whether the person himself initiated the shvua, or whether it happened that someone the tovea said mashbiani alecha that you have to return my pikadon, and he says ein lecha pikadon biyadi, and he doesn't say a lashon of shvua himself, but he accepts the lashon of shvua that the other party says. So I'm sorry, mipiasmo mipiacherim ein lechayv ad sheichbrenu bebeis din divra meir. When it's mipiacherim, meaning then he's only going to be chayv if he was kofar and based in the chamomrim bein mipiasum bein mipiacherim kiven shekafar bo chayiv, that whether it's piasum whether it's piacherim, when the nifkar is kofar even shalom b'fnei bezdin, he's going to be chayiv the carbon shvua. So that's the machlokas Rav Meir and the Cham, that Rav Meir holds if it's mipiacherim it needs to be in front of bezdin in order to be chayiv, whereas the Cham say no, both mipiasum and piacherim does not have to be in front of bezdin. So does the chiv shvua sapikadon apply when you do it b'mezid b'shogeg? So chayiv al zdona shvua val shigasa, whether you knew that you're chayiv a korban for a shvua sheker or not, or you didn't know you were shogeg about this, im zdona pikadon, as long as you knew that you were lying about the pikadon, you knew that you had this guy's money in your hand, that you had this guy's property in your hand, and you intentionally denied it. Veinu chayiv al shigasa gredasa. But if you didn't even know that, then you're not going to be chayiv for the denial, because if you forgot that you had his money or that you had his possessions, and you thought your shvua was true, then you're not going to be chayiv. That's considered to be an anus. So ma chayiv al zdona, when a person is kofar pikadon b'mezid and he swears falsely to that, what's he chayiv? Asham b'kesef shkalim. It's asham that cost a carbon asham that cost two slotim. That's kesef shkalim. Shvuas ha-pikadon keitzad. How would one go about becoming chayiv in the shvuas ha-pikadon? So amar lo, mafkid says to a nifkad, tein li piktoni sheyesh li biyarcha. Give me back my pikadon that you have. And he responds, shvua she'en lecha biyadi, I take a shvua, I don't have anything. Osha amalo, ein lecha biyadi. Or he says, he doesn't say shvua, he just says, I don't have it. So mashbiach ani, okay, I'm imposing a shvua on you. V'amar amein. And he says, amein. So reza chayiv. So then you're going to be chayiv a korban for that shvua. How many times can you be chayiv for the same item? So yishpia alav chamesh pa'amim, if it's for the same pikadon, he's mashpia him 5 times. Bein b'fnei beizin, bein shalom b'fnei beizin, whether it's in front of beizin or not, the kofar, and the nifkar is kofar in the pikadon and swears to it. So chayiv al kol achas v'achas, he's chayiv for each and every time that he was kofar and that he swore to that kfira. Amar bishim matam neshiyachal achzor lahodos. The reason he's chayiv separately for each time is because in between each time, he could have been moda in between, and then he'd be chayiv to be mishalim if he'd be moda. So it turns out that each shavua is a new kfiras mamon, so he's chayiv separately for each one. So if there are 5 people that were tovei the nifkad, each one was tovei their pikadon. Amru lo tein lanu pikadon sheish lanu biyadcha, and they said, give us the pikadon that you have that belongs to us. Shavua shein lechem biyadi, and he says, I take a shavua that I don't have your pikadon, even though he's being kofar in 5 pikadonos in 1 lashon of shavua. Einu chayiv. He's only going to be chayiv for 1 shavua because he only took 1 shavua, even though it was about 5 different things. But shavua shein lecha biyadi v'lo lecha v'lo lecha, and he starts going through each one. So then chayiv al kol achas v'achas. Then he's going to be chayiv for each one because it's considered to be a shavua on each one independently. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ach yomer shavua ba'achrona. Rabbi Eliezer says he's only going to be chayiv for each one independently if he concludes with the lashon of shavua as well. Shavua shein lecha biyadi v'lo lecha v'lo lecha. And then he ends with the word shvua as well. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Ad sheyomer shvua l'kol echad v'echad. No, he needs to use a separate lashon of shvua for each and every person that he's denying having their pikadon. If the Tovea says, Tein li pikadon utsumas yad, v'gezel, v'aveda, sheyesh li biyadcha, give me the pikadon or the halva'a or the gezel that you stole from me or the aveda that you found and never returned to me. And he says, shvua shein l'cha biyadcha, from all of those things that you're claiming, einu chayiv ela achas. But if he says shua shein lecha biyadi pikadon sumisyad vegezel v'aveda, and he enumerates them, so chayiv el kol achas v'achas, and he's going to be chayiv for each and every one. If the tovea says tein lichitin nazarim v'kusman sheish libiyadcha, give me all 3 types of grains that you have of mine, shua shein lecha biyadi, says I don't have anything of yours, einu chayiv ela achas. That's only 1 shvua. Shua shein lecha biyadi chitin saorin v'kusman chayiv el kol achas v'achas. If he enumerates them, then he's going to be chayiv for each one independently. Ramei Romer, afilu amr chitu sover kosemes, chayiv al kol achas v'achas. Even if he says, give me chitu sover kosemes, and it's as if he was toveya a lot of chitu sorim, and he's kofar, he's chayiv in each of the kfiros. Now, shvuas ha'pikadon is only when a person is kofar mamon, that had he been moda, he'd have to pay. Meaning, if what the taina against the person is, you owe me knas, so since the din is moda b'knas potter, he wouldn't have to pay if he were moda b'knas. That's not subject to shvuas ha'pikadon. So what if there's a claim against the person that involves both mamon and knas? So a guy says, the tovea says, anasu petita es biti, you never, Rachmanot said, you took advantage of my daughter, and therefore you owe me money, and the dmei boshes pegam and the knas. V'omer lo anasi v'lo petiti. He says, I didn't do it. Mashpiachani, I hereby take a shvua. V'omer amen, and he responds, amen. He's chayiv for shvuas ha'pikadon because there's mamun in that. Rabbi Shimon Poter, sheinim shalim knas al piyatzmo. Rabbi Shimon says no. At its core, it's a chiyuv knas, and you don't pay knas al piyatzmo. So amrlo af pishenim shalim knas al piyatzmo, shalim boshes pegam al piyatzmo. Granted, you don't pay knas al piyatzmo, but there's mamun in there as well. So it's a kfiras mamun. It's not only knas. Ganafta shor, he says, you stole my shor. V'omer lo ganafti, mashpiachani. V'omer amein, chayiv. He's chayiv for the shvuas ha'pikadon. Ganafti avlo tavachti v'lo macharti. He says, yes, I stole your shor, and therefore I do have to pay you the keren. But I didn't do tvichu mechira, so there's no dalet v'hei. Mashpiachani. V'omer amein, potter. Then he's potter because that's all about a knas. Hamish shor chashori, your shor killed my shor. V'omer lo amein, says no, he didn't. Mashpiachani. V'omer amein, chayiv because that's shvuas ha'pikadon. Hamish shor chesavdi, your shor killed my eved, so you owe me 30 shkalim, which is a knas. V'omer lo emes, mashviachani v'omer emein, potter, because he's denying owing a knas, so he's potter. Omer lo chavalta b'vasisa b'chabura, you beat me up, and you made you wounded me, so you owe me nezik tzar, ripoy, sheves, boshes. V'omer lo chavalta b'vasisa b'chabura, he says, nah, I never beat anybody up, I couldn't hurt a fly. Mashviachani, I impose a shvua on you, v'omer amein, and he says amein to that, and then it turned out that he did beat him up, so chayiv, he's chayiv for shvua sabikadum, because there's a tvias mamon. Omer lo avdo, if a person's eved kanani says to him, He palta shinai v'simisa esenai. You knocked out my tooth. You blinded my eye, and therefore you owe me my cherus. V'uomer lo ipalta v'lo simisi. No, I didn't. Mashviachani. I hereby impose a shvua. V'amr amen, and he accepts the shvua. He's potter from shvua sabikadon because shein va'ayin is a knas. So mother b'knas potter. Zaklal kol mishalom al piatzmo chayim kol shein mishalom piatzmo potter. The klal is pretty straightforward. Anything that you pay, if you admit, that's called mamon, and that's going to be subject to shvuas hapikadon. Anything you wouldn't pay, if you admit, that's called knas, that's not subject to shvuas hapikadon. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Gemara at the very bottom of the page. Everyone have a good day and a good Shabbos.